Yes, absolutely. It's a relief for a start, considering the way we played last week. We had a very poor showing last week. We didn't do ourselves any justice. But that performance we had there in the first half is just what them lads can do. You know, they're a young, fresh team, you know, and it's just... They needed to show what they could do, and they've done that today, you know.
I suppose yourself and Lynchy in the backroom team would have come in for a lot of critics during the week. Suppose Clohanilly, you know, came in last week, didn't really play anywhere near the potential.
No, not at all. And the lads went away and they were disappointed about that, you know, and they knew all eyes were on them and they knew that the performance wasn't up to scratch, and they just turned it around this week. Maybe it was caught in the headlights, I don't know, but I don't know what you would put it down to. You know, it was hard to put our finger on it. You know, we just didn't show up on the day. But they had a look at themselves this week and they had a good week under their belt, and they came out and they done that there in the first half, and that was enough for us, you know.
I suppose Jason McGee was outstanding in the first half, really brought the fight along with the rest of the team, but I suppose settling the nerves, you need big game players.
Absolutely. In relation to Jason coming into the game, he didn't have the best preparation. He had a flu and he was whatnot, you know, and he just wasn't fully functioning. But today you could see when he opened up the legs, they didn't have an answer for him, you know. And inside, the boys I thought were exceptional, and our half back line was fabulous, you know.
I suppose looking at the movement inside from young Blake McGarvey and Sweeney, I suppose there was that outlet as well, and John Fitz was there as well. Now he's well marshalled today. I suppose that suppose Clowney didn't do that last week.
No, but when you see them boys in full flight, it's something to behold, because they can move, they can shift, you know, and for any defender to put a hand on them, they've done well. And in fairness to the Dunlow lads, in the first day they curtailed them really well. This time when they were getting measured ball into them, they just didn't have that same luxury, you know.
So what's going on at half time? It was 7 points to 2, similar to last week, as we've been referencing all day. So what was going through the head then, Joe?
Just role reversal, but at the same time it was nice and calm in the dressing room, and Michael told them, just listen lads, there's no point getting too hyped up here now, we'll just go out and play the way we're playing, stick to the game plan, and we'll be alright, you know. And that's what he done.
I suppose in the second half he's got the first score, which was important, but Dunlow did come with a surge in that second half. The first opening 5 or 10 minutes, they asked a couple of questions, your boys stood up really well.
They did, but they had to, and we knew they would. They had to come out of the blocks firing. If they didn't, it was going to be a whitewash, you know, really. But in fairness to Dunlow, they came out, they asked the questions, but again our lads stood up to it. We knew it was coming, the boys knew they had to stand up to it, and I thought they'd done really, really well, you know.
Looking at the goal today, I suppose it was something that was really well worked. It was thought out. Waited. I think Jason had possession. Waited on the run from McGeady. McGeady over on top into. I think it was John Fitzgerald who gave it inside to Blake. Then so that particular passage of play just shows the calmness. And suppose when you need to hold possession, move it quickly, your guys were able to do that.
Well, that's something they actually worked on. And you know, when that opportunity arises, if you give Jason that amount of ground to run into, he's going to eat it up. You know, and then you have the speed of Blake and the boys inside. They're going to do really, really well also.
Back into the senior champ. We'll touch on that. You've battled for years in Clohanilly. You've always been a senior championship side. What does it mean to be back there?
For the likes of me now that's finished and retired, just means the world, just to see our club back up there where they should be, you know, and they should be there for years. You see boys like Lynchy himself and Liam Coyle and myself that played, Paddy Joe Dehun, all boys like that. We're just delighted to see this over the line and see it back up where we should be, you know.